following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who'll be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Everyone, welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show, our weekly Wednesday Husker Lunch at Cunningham's Journal. We're glad to have you along with us on today's program. Doug Doodle, along with Randy Bushcutter here at Cunningham's, and sounding good, ready to roll. It's been swamped. I don't even know what day it is, except
it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. That's why we're here.
Yeah, that's where the vehicle pointed me today. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star will be on hand to recap Michigan State, preview Penn State, which I still see is a very, very scary game, and maybe Steve can calm the fears a little bit when he gets here. We're also going to talk with Jared Crick, the former Husker and Houston Texan, is going to join us on the program today. UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires, they wrap up the regular season with their two biggest matches of the year. We'll talk with him about that. Recap the state football playoffs from last night. State volleyball gets underway tomorrow. There is so much going on, and again, I hope everyone did get out and vote. The election is over, at least in the state of Nebraska. It's over. We don't have to worry about any recalls or recounts or anything like that. So glad everybody's with us here today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's turn it over to Husker football because the Big Red is doing pretty good right now.
They are rolling. They look really good. Very impressed with how they played. Actually, the last couple of weeks and the Michigan State game, they really found a way to kind of answer the bell. I mean, I think a lot of people were nervous throughout the course of that game and for good reason. But this team has really proved their resiliency. And that's I think, one of the hallmarks that you kind of see for them this year. It's probably one I'm going to remember more than anything else. It's very difficult to play a perfect football game. They have not played a perfect football game. Some of those matchups, if they get into a bowl, they might need to play a perfect football game. But against the competition, I don't know if playing down to it is the right level, but they certainly find a way to get off the mat. And that's fun to watch. And that's a lot of courage, a lot of guts, and you like to see it.
A lot of prognostication out there with games still to go, but everywhere I'm looking has Nebraska getting to the Big Ten championship game, getting to the Rose Bowl, winning that game, and playing Oregon State in the Rose Bowl, and I think that would be a favorable matchup for everyone. I think a lot of Husker fans would have good feelings going into next season if they can, A, get to that Big Ten championship game, win a conference title, even though it will be skewed because Ohio State will probably be looked at as the conference champion no matter what happens. If they can win out, beat Michigan, I guess that would be the one saving thing, is if Nebraska runs the table, then they can root for Michigan to beat Ohio State. But Nebraska, Oregon State in that Rose Bowl, that would be pretty neat on January 1.
Oh, it'd be awesome. I mean, again, Nebraska playing in the granddaddy of them all. Isn't that what you join the conference for, to play in that game? Then occasionally you like to get the program to the point where you play for the national championship as well. But first things first, to be in a BCS game, and not just a BCS game, really what is the granddaddy of them all. I mean, that's the great appeal of being in the Big Ten, is to play in the championship game in that Rose Bowl, where our champion takes on their champion. That would be a tremendous step up for the program from where it was, from where Coach Pelini picked up the program from Coach Callahan. I mean, that would be, I don't want to say the arrival, but certainly that would be a strong part of Coach Pelini's resume.
If you would like to be a part of the program today, just email us to the Den Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. And as part of our Husker Lunch today, if you come down and join us at Cunningham's, you'll be able to sign up for the 70-inch HD TV and the Super Bowl party that we're giving away at the end of the year from Russell's Appliance and Cunningham's. You can go to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com to find out more ways to enter. But when you come down to Cunningham's for our Husker Lunch, you can get entered here as well. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star will be joining us at the end of the program, and then here from 12 to 1, talk Big Red football. We've had some really good crowds the last couple of weeks, and I hope we have another good one here today.
It's a busy week, but I'll tell you, this is a big game. You kind of touched on it already. If Nebraska's going to play for the Big Ten championship, they got to beat Penn State. And Penn State definitely is one of those teams that you have to play well to be able to beat. Yes, it's at Memorial Stadium, and that helps, but the way Penn State's playing, and this is Penn State's bowl game. You know, they're not bowl eligible this year. They can't play for the Big Ten championship. They can't do any of that other stuff, just like Ohio State. This is their championship game, national TV against a highly rated team, and to be able to knock off Nebraska would be exactly what that coaching staff, who's done a wonderful job, what I'm sure they've been talking about over the last couple of weeks, is this is the big deal. And I think they win this game, they're definitely going to be a favorite in every game they play the rest of the season until they get to, hopefully, the Rose Bowl.
Week in, week out, it's been that kind of a deal for Penn State. They still have two home games with Indiana and Wisconsin, which actually are the two hot teams, and those two teams play this week. If Indiana can pull off the upset, maybe the biggest, they're only a 7-point dog, by the way, yeah. But if they can win that football game, all of a sudden they're in the driver's seat to go to the Big Ten championship game. And that's our poll question today, by the way, Randy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. If Nebraska makes the Big Ten championship game, do you care who the opponent is? I say, yes.
Well, you can't have Penn State and you can't have Ohio State. Who out of that division do you go, gosh, I really want to play those guys? There just isn't that sexy pick there. There just isn't that team that you go, wow, that'd be great to play those guys.
I was talking with our producer, Jeff, yesterday after the show as we were getting ready to put this poll question up today, and you can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. Nothing good can come of Nebraska playing Indiana. Nothing good.
No.
You win, you're supposed to win. You lose, and oh my goodness, not only do you not go to the Rose Bowl, you might get a tougher matchup in a different bowl game, and you lost to Indiana.
Yeah.
As great as it is for their program and Coach Eckler and the crew there, you know.
But you played Wisconsin once. I mean, that'd be the downside of playing Wisconsin. That's probably the other obvious pick over there, you know, because Purdue's not going to do it. So, again, okay, but didn't you beat Wisconsin once already? I mean, what's to be gained by playing them again? I hate rematch games.
I don't want to lose.
No.
I don't want to see Nebraska lose the football game.
And I think Indiana actually would be a pretty interesting game because Indiana's offense, they rack up some pretty good points against pretty good teams. That could be a real shootout. That could be a real fun game to watch. But you're right, Nebraska and Indiana isn't much of a matchup in college basketball either. It's the other way around. But it's not going to be perceived as a great matchup in college football either.
It was a runaway win for Alabama, Oregon in our poll question yesterday. Which matchup do you want to see in the BCS championship game? Alabama, Oregon be very intriguing, but if both of those teams lose, it gets pretty interesting. But Alabama, Oregon, 74% of the vote, and then Alabama, K-State, and K-State, Notre Dame followed in that order. Nobody wanted to see Notre Dame play Alabama or Oregon. So
if Oregon's not in the national championship, gosh, where would they play probably?
Yeah, that would be not good probably for the Big Red in the Rose Bowl. But let's just see what happens.
Well, first things first, Nebraska's got to get to the Rose Bowl. I mean, and I think this week is a big week. I said it once already. They beat Penn State. you definitely look at their game against Minnesota and Nebraska is a big favorite. The way Iowa's been playing, they're a little schizophrenic, but generally you'd say Nebraska would be a big favorite in that game. And then you get to the Big Ten championship game, they'll be a favorite in whoever comes in from the other division. This is a huge game. And again, you can't put it on cruise control after you beat Penn State, but I think Coach Pelini needs a circle Saturday on the schedule as well. This is a big, big game.
It is our Husker Lunch. Come on down. Join us for today's Husker Lunch, where you can get a great meal and talk Husker football here at Cunningham's every Wednesday. They're special. Is the wings eight or are the wings? For eight wings, $5. Get your choice from eight different sauces. Try something different every week or every time you come down to Cunningham's. If wings aren't your deal, well, then how about a burger and a beverage? You can get a domestic draft and any specialty burger for only $6.49. They've also got pizza, which I had last week, the bacon-wrapped shrimp, the skewers, some barbecue, which is always good. The burgers can't be beat, even a salad if you want that here as part of our Husker Lunch. Cunningham's, where you always want to watch your NFL and college football, and with games on now every night of the week, the NBA going, there's always something on here at Cunningham's. We're going to take a break. Jared Crick of the Houston Texans is going to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Plus, we'll talk with volleyball coach Rick Squires on our local for Lincoln a little bit, and Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star. It's all part of our Husker Lunch. Come down and join us here at Cunningham's.
Hi, it's the Herd. Do you have the legal protection you need? Think about it. Maybe you'd like to incorporate a business you're starting. You know you have to protect your personal assets, but should you form an LLC? Maybe an S-Corp or a C-Corp would be better. And what about your family? You got to protect their future, but do you know if a will or a living trust is right for you? Well, maybe you just need an attorney to guide you along. So where do you turn for legal protection and to find an attorney you can trust? LegalZoom.com, that's where. With an A rating from the Better Business Bureau, LegalZoom has been helping families and businesses get personalized and affordable legal protection for the past 12 years. In most states, through their legal plan, an attorney can answer questions about your documents. Go to LegalZoom.com today to make sure your family and businesses are legally protected. Couldn't be any easier. LegalZoom's not a law firm. You get self-help services at your specific direction or speak with a legal plan attorney to personalize your documents and get ongoing advice. For more savings, enter Colin in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom.com.
The annual Gateway Farm Expo, November 14th and 15th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, showcases hundreds of exhibitors that will help your ag business succeed. While you browse, enjoy free lunches and entertainment. Sponsored by Cargill, State Bank of Riverdale, Fox Nebraska, and Nebraska Land Distributors. The 2012 Gateway Farm Expo in Kearney, coordinated by Kappa Co-op, November 14th and 15th.
It's the Gateway Farm Expo!
The State High School Volleyball Tournament begins Thursday, and we've got you covered right here and on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It all starts on Classic Hits 98.9 at 11 a.m. when Grand Island Northwest plays York. Central Catholic and Columbus SCOTUS at 2. Wood River and Hardington Cedar Catholic at 4. And Kearney Catholic Lincoln Lutheran at 8:30. St. Cecilia will play Thayer Central at 2 on 1230 KHAS. And on the Breeze 94.5, Giltner and Stewart at 6:30. Silver Lake and West Point Guardian Angels at 8:30. The State Volleyball Tournament begins Thursday right here.
Sunshine develops across the area today as we climb up to the lower 60s for highs as winds will be turning to the southeast, staying at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then we'll see a clear sky into tonight with a low at 33. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now it's 45.
Doug and Daddy's show here at Cunningham for our Play Auto Dealership broadcast booth is every Wednesday. Doug Uta, Randy Bushcutter with you. Also today, if you come into our Husker Lunch, and we have our Loper Late going on, we'll give you some tickets if you would like to either UNK Volleyball on Friday or UNK Football on Saturday while our supply lasts. So if you come up and see Randy here during the show, he'll give you some tickets for either the volleyball game against 6th-ranked Central Missouri on Friday evening at 6 or the football game at 12:30 Saturday against Fort Hays State. We'll give you a family four-pack or a couple, whatever you need, get you in to watch some Lopers this weekend. Tomorrow, Luke Hoover is going to join us from RotoWire to talk a little fantasy football and answer your questions. Plus, the commissioner of the United States Hockey League, the USHL, with the Tri-City Storm, Lincoln, Omaha, all in that division. Skip Prince will be joining us on the program tomorrow. We've got high school volleyball that gets underway at four sites in Grand Island at 9 a.m. Our first game is at 11 a.m. when Northwest takes on York. And Randy, Randy, before we get to Jared Crick and UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires has just joined us here, and we'll talk to him in just a moment. But let's take a look at the football playoff brackets and the kickoff times that we have. Coming up on Monday, it's Class D. Arapahoe will travel to Elgin to take on Elgin Pope John, the defending state champions, at 3 o'clock. Bruning Davenport Shickley, who had the upset of the night last night beating Howells Dodge, will host Exeter Milligan at 6:30. That's in Bruning. In Class D2, Humphrey St. Francis will be traveling down to Fall City Sacred Heart, while Giltner will be at Shelton, and that game Monday night has set for a 7 o'clock kickoff. And, of course, we'll have that game for you. We'll have the Adams Central game for you on Monday as they travel to Boone Central in Albion. Kickoff is set for 7 o'clock. Norfolk Catholic and Pierce, the rematch, is set for 6 o'clock. Also on Tuesday, Aquinas will play Lutheran High Northeast at 6, and Donovan Trumbull will travel to Sutton. That game is at 6:30 on Tuesday. So that's what we've got going on.
Yeah, C1 and C2 is Tuesday, and the 8-man is on Monday, right?
That's correct. They made that switch a couple of years ago. I like that. A chance to maybe see a little more football.
Yeah, spreads it out a little bit, and the way they have that set up, the more you can watch, the better off it is. I'll tell you, you got a chance to – I just watched it a little bit driving by Donovan Trumbull on the way through, so in a sense I saw three different football games. Now, granted, the Donovan game, I didn't get to watch very much of that, but saw three games yesterday and very impressed with the two teams that won. Giltner, I think they could put together a pretty darn good 11-man team and go from D2 to play C2, and I think they'd be a pretty good contender there. They have skill all over the place, and again, Adams Central played a very clean game yesterday, and that was well played on both sides. Unfortunately, if you're from the Kearney Catholic side, it didn't pan out. But somebody was going to walk away from that game not winning it, and I think Kearney Catholic would have had to play almost a perfect game to win yesterday, because Adams Central is just that good.
As Coach Carlin said in the post game, it's too bad that we had to play this early, but you still look. You got Albion, and you got Pearson.
That's going to be a great matchup, too. Yeah,
There's four great teams that do remain. It's time for our Loper Link here on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank. Kearney, you have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today. We've got a lot of the Loper things to talk about, but at the top of the list is volleyball. UNK wraps up the regular season, and he's still stinging a little bit from probably watching football last night, where his son saw his football career, at least at Kearney Catholic, come to an end. But I know he's got a lot more, and he's going to play some basketball and all that. But Coach Rick Squires joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, sir.
Morning, guys.
Great to have you on the program. Have you recovered?
Well, we're getting there. You know, it was a tough night, obviously, for the Stars. But, you know, heck of a run. You know, it was good that I was able to see the game and saw a handful of them this year. So that worked out as well as we could have expected. So on to the next thing.
Yeah, Dave leaves it out there, too. He's fun to watch.
He had a good year. He had a lot of fun. He had great coaches, great teammates, and I know a great experience playing for Kearney Catholic. So thankfully, things went pretty well for us, and it was fun to be a part of. And you know, in a few days here, we'll dust off the basketball shoes and get ready for that one.
He's funny. He's a funny guy. We had him on the show on Monday because they came in to talk about Kearney Catholic Gold, which is going on next Friday. Tonight they've got the pep rally for the volleyball team back in black. So you're supposed to deck yourself out in black 7:30 tonight at Copa as they go to state. And I know you want to get to state and watch a little bit of volleyball Thursday and as much as you can Friday, but you have got a huge weekend ahead of you here. Central Missouri and Washburn, all kinds of things on the line.
Well, it just so happened that for whatever reason, we had Central Missouri and Washburn on the final weekend. I'm not sure if that was a dirty trick by the MIAA or a welcome in or whatever it was, but it struck us immediately when we got the MIAA schedule that this weekend could be extremely important. And it's a little bit odd in that we have Central Missouri at home on Friday, and then we go on the road Saturday to Washburn. But clearly the two powers of the MIAA over the last several years of, you know, one winning the regular season and maybe the other one winning the tournament or flip-flopping it or winning the region and going to the Elite Eight. So, you know, what we had hoped is that we could do enough up to this point that this weekend would mean a lot. And so we have done that, and we're in that situation. And now we've got this huge weekend where we could still be anywhere from MIAA champions in a one seed on down to a four seed as we go into this tournament, depending on how things work themselves out. So we'll get ready to play Friday against a, you know, really a pretty good Central Missouri team. Been watching them the last couple of days on video, and they've got a ton of weapons, and they will pose some great challenges for us. So we'll see how things go.
There's been a little bit of a disconnect a couple times between the regional rankings and the national rankings. Talk a little bit about that disconnect and the importance because of that disconnect for this weekend and how you guys do.
Well, I mean, it's not uncommon for the national poll to be significantly different than the regional poll. They're just conducted completely, completely differently. The national poll is just a bunch of coaches who rank the teams, and it's the AVCA, and it's more of an opinion poll, and a lot of those decisions are made, you know, maybe with people not having seen the folks they're voting for. The regional poll, on the other hand, is a lot more statistical. It's based on strength of schedule, and there are formulas used there, and there's kind of a list of criteria, and I believe that there are six members on that committee. A couple from each conference as far as coaches go and administrators, and then maybe somebody from the central office of the conferences that are represented. So that's the one that counts as far as postseason play. And I wasn't shocked that we had a different number in the regional poll. It was a little lower than maybe I thought. Really thought maybe we'd go up at 5 or 6, but to see us at 7 was a little bit of a concern, but again, not a total surprise. And probably one of the areas that was not in our favor as things worked out in the first regional poll was the strength of schedule. But we do know, based on the fact that we play Central and Washburn this coming weekend, that that's going to go up regardless of whether we win or lose. So we're going to gain some ground there. And if you can win one or both of those, then you're going to probably help yourself a whole bunch.
Rick Squires, the head volleyball coach at UNK, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Also in the conference tournament, the best seed gets to host each round. So if you can get number one, you bring these teams into the Health and Sports Center, which then guarantees you most likely getting into the NCAA tournament. Are you worried at all about the NCAA tournament? I was aghast when this came out. I said, this is the fourth-ranked team in the country, had been number one for a month. You're 28-2, the top eight teams in the region. We all know how tough it is. But to be seventh in the region, And possibly, I brought up the scenario, if you go 2-2, say you go 1-1 this weekend, and then you have to play one of those teams in the semifinals, 30-4, would you be worried?
You know, if we go 2-2, I would not be worried. If we do any less than that, you know, you might have a little bit of a cause for concern, depending on what happens in the other conference tournament and things like that. But as I've gotten to learn how the regional system works, as I look at it right now, there are really only 10 teams that have a chance to be in the top eight unless somebody wins a conference tournament who's not in that top 10. So
that's not happening.
I don't think it will either. Outside of the eight, you're looking at Mankato and Augustana, who I think were 9 and 10 in some capacity there. Both of those teams who we have beaten and so would have head-to-head over. And so I think you look at it right now going, you got 28 wins, you beat 9 and 10, and you're going to play two teams for sure who are already ahead of you in the regional poll. And if you can win, you help yourself a ton. If you don't win, I'm not sure how much you really hurt yourself. But no question, being in the 7 or 8 spot keeps you from sleeping soundly if it comes down to a bid. So we'd like to move up if we could, but I think almost no matter what, it's going to be my belief that our team has done enough to be in the NCAA tournament. So you don't want to leave it in the hands of a committee because you never know how that's going to turn out. But hopefully we'll be there one way or another.
A bit of a grind, and this week coming up in the next 10 days is going to be a pretty good grind. As you mentioned, you have to travel on Saturday after hosting Central Missouri on Friday night, and then turn right around just a few days later. You have the conference tournament and possibilities of traveling and stuff like that. How do you keep from being both mentally and physically exhausted at this point of the year?
You know, it's a challenge for every team in volleyball that it does become a grind. I mean, there's no we talk about basketball being a grind, and it is. It's even longer, but they at least have that one break in there. And in volleyball, there's really not much of a break from start to finish. I mean, our players don't get a fall break. I mean, if we play past Thanksgiving, they're maybe going to get a couple days there. But, you know, I think you have to consciously go out of your way to provide a little time off or shorten practices up or try to do something to keep them fresh. I mean, we've given some Wednesdays off the last two or three weeks, coming off travel trips where we played Tuesday night. We've just taken Wednesday off. So I think that there is no question that the teams who can find a way to surge a little bit here at the end as opposed to hang on are going to be the ones that have a chance to make some noise in the postseason. But there really are only two types of teams right now. There are teams that are going to make a push, and there are teams that are hanging on for dear life. And I know which one you want to be.
Randy, what do you think? Do you think that break is just for the players?
I'm wondering, when you take that take that time off, is that for the physical exhaustion or the mental exhaustion?
I mean, it's both. You know, you get home at 3 a.m. or 2 or 4, and I mean, it could be anything on a couple of these weeknight road trips, and you know, they've got class to get to, and it is absolutely a grind. And I don't think, especially for teams on the edge of a conference like UNK or a few of the other ones, I don't think people realize how tough it is being a student athlete, trying to maintain a class load of 15 hours and, you know, get A's and B's. And you know, in this conference so far, we have missed more class time just due to the fact that you've got those midweek games. We only had one before, and I think we've had 3 or 4 this year. So, you know, I guess the interesting thing is, doing this as long as I have, I complain way more than the student athletes do. I hardly ever hear them.
That might have answered your question, Doug.
Yeah, I mean, I've never had one of them come up to me and say, "Oh, boy, coach, it's been a tough week," but I guarantee you, I've said those things.
Well, for volleyball coach Rick Squires with us for just another moment here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Since we last talked, I mean, Katie Sokolowski has just been tearing it up. She's had a month to remember, a month that almost anybody would be proud of. In fact, I'm shocked that she hasn't been the National Player of the Week once, and there's a lot of great players out there. But nonetheless, talk about what's making her click here lately, even to that next level.
Well, it's obviously been huge for our team this year with the loss of Haley Lake, that Katie has been able to step into that position and play it as well or better than what we got from Haley a year ago, who was a first-team All-American. So she's had a tremendous year. We are extremely happy for her because she had a tough injury last year to end her season. She rehabbed extremely hard. She worked her tail off in the off season. She's always been a worker. She's always been somebody that wants to get better. So on top of being a heck of a player, she's a really good person, and you're always rooting for somebody like that. So she's an intelligent player. She's somebody who certainly has enough physical ability, but she plays against other players on a regular basis who have as much or more. But due to the fact that she's become a student of the game, she's a competitor, she finds a way to get kills. And she can get them hitting the ball hard. She can get them taking a little bit off. She can run behind the center setter, run in front of the setter. And she's just kind of one of those players who, through sheer competitive will a lot of times, puts up the kind of numbers that we need to be successful. So she's had a heck of a run. I thought, like you, thought she might be National Player of the Week in there somewhere, but you know, that's always a tough call.
Obviously, a trip to Washburn on Saturday after playing Friday night is going to be very tough. Central Missouri at home. How important is it to win at home, to be getting that support at home, to kind of get the momentum building for a very tough weekend?
Well, no question that, especially in a game like volleyball, which is a momentum game, we would expect that a win Friday would certainly help us play well on Saturday. I mean, and losing Friday would make it all that much more difficult on Saturday. So we're going to put all our energies into that Friday match and hope something good happens. I mean, it's going to be two good teams slugging it out, and we'll hope for a little health and sports center magic there. And if we can do that, then no question, yeah, we'll go down to Washburn with everything at stake and playing for a championship. And I think that, you know, at that point, adrenaline and all those things will kick in, and we'll have a good chance.
Yeah, you don't want a busload of college girls that are feeling tense on the road heading down to Washburn. Coach, thanks so much for the time on the Dougie Daddy Show. Best of luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it, guys.
That's Rick Squires, thanks, Rick. Head volleyball coach at UNK. Want to remind you that we do have some tickets to Friday's volleyball matchup and Saturday's football matchup. If you would like some, come join us here at Cunningham's. Stop up and see us at the head table here, and we'll give you some tickets to either Friday's volleyball or Saturday's football, either 2-4 tickets, whatever you need to supply your family to get on in. Also, the UNK women's basketball team has an exhibition game tonight at UNO. Then both teams open the season Sunday up at South Dakota Mines, where the football team came back with that 59-7 win yesterday. The women did get beat, of course, by Nebraska on Sunday in their first exhibition game of the season. The UNK cross-country team finished 8th for the men, 15th for the women at the Central Regional Meet in Joplin on Saturday morning. The 27th ranked Loperman had two individuals place in the top 30, and so they finished their season off there as Kevin Carter, 27th, and Brian Hill was right behind him. So the season rolls to an end for them. Wrestling is on the road this weekend. I think that touches on everything. Did I overlook anything?
No, I think that covers anything. I'll tell you this. It's really nice. It's exciting for us old school Central Nebraska folks. It is great to have Fort Hayes back in the, you know, being in the same conference with them again and playing them in a football game that's a conference game. That's, yeah. It's just nice.
They were a big pain in the butt when I moved to Kearney. They were the team.
Yeah, they were the team. Conference. Yeah, yeah. And in basketball especially, they won a national championship that one year. But always playing them in football, it was always a great rivalry. And now it's renewed. It actually means something again because it's back within a conference.
That's our Looper Link, brought to you by Russ Smith of Charterwest National Bank in Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons they have the loans at Charterwest National Bank. When we come back, we'll catch up with Houston Texan and former Nebraska Cornhusker Jared Crick. Then Steve Sipple will join us live here at Cunningham's Journal. Doug and Daddy until noon, and then Sip will talk from noon to one, talking all Husker football and answering your questions. Stop by, have some lunch for us or with us here at Cunningham's, and we'll be back with Jared Crick right after this.
And now, another great hit from Flo. Discounts from Progressive are good.
Why is a strike bad in baseball if it's good in bowling? And then someone told me about a basketball strike. That sounds bad, but I'm not quite sure. But I think we all can agree it's good to get discounts from Progressive.
Progressive offers lots of discounts to help you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
Guys, now's the time to update your wardrobe at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts from Sean John, Kenneth Cole Reaction, Nautica, Alfani, Tasso Elba, and more. Sport coats from Lauren, Calvin Klein, and Tasso Elba. Designer suits from Calvin Klein, Lauren, and Kenneth Cole New York. Fall's best trends, your favorite names, at buy one, get one free savings. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Free item details in store.
Hey, this is Mike from HK Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' hometown Husker headquarters. Whenever the Huskers play, you get our 24-ounce big cans of beer for just $2.50 all day, every game day. And with NFL Sunday Ticket and ESPN Game Day, you have a front row seat for every NFL and college game. So bring the family and join your fellow Husker fans and watch the Huskers on the biggest HD TV wall in town, HK Sports Bar and Grill. Remember, text HKVIP to 90210 for even better offers and bigger discounts.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance Agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau Agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers. your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today as we climb up to the lower 60s for highs as winds will be turning to the southeast, staying at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then we'll see a clear sky into tonight with a low at 33. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 52.
Show rolls on as we continue a real busy week. We've elected our president. We've elected so many officials. Now we still are in the middle of electing a world champion football team. And Jared Crick is part of one of the best teams in the NFL, and that is the Houston Texans. And we welcome Jared back to the program. First time we've actually talked with him on the show since the NFL season began. And hey, Jared, great to chat with you again. How are things going?
Things are going great. Like I said, we're doing well. We're winning. We're 7-1, and just got to keep it rolling.
You got a chance to get in the first game against Miami. What did you know you were going to get in? Obviously, you go through some work in the preseason, but when it's the first time to trot out on that field in a real NFL game, kind of take us through that. Because, you know, some of us probably that'll never happen before.
That's a cool experience. And going in, you know, after you make the roster and you suit up, obviously they play everybody because you play special teams. And only like 40-some guys suit up, so everybody's going to get some playing time if you're suiting up. So going in, I knew I was going to play quite a bit. And, you know, first snap was pretty cool. I'm a little nervous, but, you know, because you're going against, you know, a lot bigger guys, a lot better talent than what you were in college. But, you know, football's football at the end of the day. And, you know, after the first play, I settled in and, you know, had a pretty good game and having a, you know, pretty good season so far.
There was a lot of concern about how healthy you were going all the way back to rookie camp and the combine and all things like that. And then just making the team, at what point did you say or feel comfortable that, you know what, okay, they've signed me, I am going to make the roster, now I can concentrate on the X's and O's instead of trying to impress people?
You know, I really didn't settle down into a routine until probably about week three. You know, after the first couple weeks, they're still, you know, they're mixing and matching guys for the roster. And, you know, there's a lot of people that got cut in the first couple weeks and a lot of people that we brought on in the first couple weeks. So it was kind of a unique experience seeing that, just seeing how our team was, how the shape of our team was forming. But, you know, after about week three, I settled in, you know, learned my role and, you know, just like I said, just got in my routine and, you know, been doing it week to week. And in the NFL, that's what you got to do. You just got to take it one day at a time. And, you know, as those days go on, the weeks go on, and before you know it, the season's over.
Jared Crick joining us, former Husker, former Cozad Haymaker, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They get ready for a huge game against the Chicago Bears this week. That'll be the national game of the week. Before we get into that, though, what everybody says the speed of the game is different. What are you learning about the pro game that is different than anything you've ever played?
You know, the speed you get used to eventually. It doesn't take too long to get used to the speed. Because, like I said, we've been playing football our entire lives. It's not a hard adjustment once you get in it. And but I think the mental preparation is probably the biggest thing. You know, coming from a school like Nebraska, with Coach Bellini, Coach JP, you know, I had a step up coming in because, you know, we, as defensive linemen at Nebraska, you have to know every little thing about our defense. You don't know your own role as where, you know, other teams, if you're a defensive lineman, you just know exactly what you have to do. So coming in and you know, how we prepared for teams at Nebraska really helped me out because, you know, in the league, you watch, you know, hours upon hours of film per day, and, you know, you got to watch film on your own. You got to know exactly what's going on at all times. And like I said, in the playbooks, it varies from week to week from, you know, the adjustments that we're making for certain teams. So you got to be on the ball every time. And If you're not, you know, you're not going to, you know, be in this league too long. So it's just really the mental part of it. It's really been the biggest adjustment so far. But, you know, like I said, I was blessed coming from Nebraska with Coach Bo, Coach JP, those guys. So, you know, it's been a pretty easy adjustment in that aspect for me.
Jared Crick with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You told me that you got to, obviously, we saw you, we knew you came back for the Michigan game because it was your bye week. How much did you get a chance to talk to the coaches? What was that like coming back to Memorial Stadium for the first time since moving on to the NFL and not playing a game there?
It was kind of weird. You know, I didn't really tell anybody I was going to come back because I wasn't sure if, you know, what Coach Coombs was going to let us do for the bye week, if he was going to let us go out of town or if we were supposed to stay in Houston. So, you know, I didn't really tell too many people I was coming in. So I didn't really see the coaches or any of the guys until right before pregame. Got a sideline pass, so I had the best seats in the house. But, you know, I didn't really get to talk to anybody, you know, prior to the game. You know, I said what's up to guys like Baker, Chase Rome, you know, all the D linemen that I played with back in and JP. And I talked to him a little bit before the game. But other than that, didn't really get to talk to those guys much. And it was weird for me going back because I'm so used to being in that city with, you know, like Marcel, my roommate, and, you know, Terrence Moore, those kind of guys I've been there for 5 years with. It was kind of different not having those guys back there to hang out with. So it was kind of weird. But, you know, it was good to get back and you know, enjoy the cold weather again.
Definitely was a little crisp in that football game. Jared Crick with us here for a little while on the Doug and Daddy Show. You've mentioned that to us since the day we started talking to you on this program when you showed up in Lincoln, how you really took to not only the football team, but how it was a family, how you had your group of friends that were on the football team. How much are you still staying in contact, A, with the guys that have made it to the pros like you have, and you're working through those rookie and second-year deals, and even some of the guys that are still back on the Husker team? What's your relationship kind of with the guys that taught you and with the guys that maybe you were teaching a little bit?
You know, the guys like Marcel, Terrence, all the guys who are in my class, you know, I talk to them, you know, almost every day still. You know, Marcel's not too far away. He's in New Orleans, and he's on the IR, so I always have to, you know, see what's up with him. You know, Terrence, he was in Canada for a little bit, so, you know, I talk to him every, you know, a lot of times he doesn't get reception up there, so we talk to him whenever we can. And, you know, as far as the guys still at Nebraska, you know, I still talk to, like, guys like Chase Rome, you know, Baker a little bit, Cameron, you know, guys who will call me up, ask me how things are going, and, you know, I still try and give, you know, the younger guys like Chase, I try and give him a little bit of insight and a little bit of a little help on, you know, things that I used to do that helped me be successful in college. And as far as that situation goes with, you know, almost leaving the team and, you know, coming back, you know, I just try and give him, you know, as best of advice as I can. And really, it's not too much about football when I talk to those guys. It's more about, you know, how are things going and that kind of thing. So it's cool to keep in touch with those guys. You know, it's, you know, different being not in the same team as them, but it's good to, you know, hear from them every now and then.
How's your relationship with your Houston Texan teammates? Is it still too early to have boys and guys to hang out with, or do you already have that going?
Oh, the thing about this team that's so great is, you know, everybody gets along very well. There's a great bunch of guys on our squad, and you know, it's I settled in right away, and you know, as far as packs and stuff, you know, the defensive line, we hang out together. You know, I mean, we see each other for, you know, 9 hours a day every day, so it's hard not to, you know, get used to those guys. And you know, obviously, you know, you got your pals, the rookies, and they kind of hang out together. You know, guys like Whitney Marcellus and you know, David Hunter, that kind of thing. And yeah, it's cool. I mean, there's not one guy on the squad that, you know, isn't cool with each other, and there's no beef, there's no drama, which is really good, and I think that's a huge testament to why we're so successful this year.
Was there any Jared Crick hazing?
I had to get up and sing, as all the rookies did, but that really wasn't a problem for me. You know, a lot of, like I said, this group of guys, they're not going to do, or they didn't do anything too, you know, too malicious to the rookies. So, you know, the hardest thing I had to do was get up and sing, which, like I said, wasn't even that bad.
What'd you sing? What'd you have to sing?
We, I and David Hunter, the other defensive lineman rookie, we sang Regulators. So it's pretty good.
Cool.
That's funny. That's the main thing. You don't got to kill it. You just got to make it funny. And we did, so we didn't get booed or anything. And, you know, if you don't get booed, you don't have to do it again. So that was the biggest, you know, rookie hazing thing that I had to go through. And like I said, these guys, they're all cool guys. So it wasn't difficult at all.
Just another minute here with Jared Crick on the Doug and Daddy Show. What about J.J. Watt? He is getting a ton of focus, obviously, and he's only a second-year player for the Texans. He's having an amazing year. What's it like watching this guy and working with this guy?
Being on the same defensive line as J.J. is pretty cool. J.J. is not too much older than me, so I don't really consider him, a veteran yet. He's the same age as me almost, just a little bit older, so... Him and I, we're pretty close, just being the fact that, we're two Midwestern kids who, are obviously the same age and, like a lot of the same things. So just seeing, the success he's had has been pretty cool. I see him every single day and I see how he prepares. And, the biggest thing that JJ does, he puts himself in situations to make plays, a lot of times. So, there'll be a lot of times you'll see guys in the similar situations that, can't make the play, and that makes, that separates JJ from a lot of people. But just the how much JJ, puts himself in a situation where he can bat a ball or get a TFL, that's what's really unique and surprising to me. And, I got to give him credit. If you're not in this position to make plays, then obviously you're going to have a harder time doing so. And, our whole defensive line, not only just JJ, but everybody, does a pretty good job of putting themselves in a good situation to make a play, bat a ball down or get a sack, one or the other.
I know you guys are just really starting to amp up prep for this weekend, but is there a different feel now that you're getting ready for a Bears team that, like you guys, has just got one loss on the tab? Is there a sense of that this is bigger?
This group's, we're pretty we keep it pretty chill no matter what. Doesn't matter how big the game is, because in our opinion, every game's big for us. If we want to stay on top of the AFC and get to the goals where we want to be at the end of the year, you can't be taking more games over others. Because in the NFL, every game's a big game. Every team's good, and there's not a game that's not bigger than the other. But going against a Bears team in Chicago, who's been playing good ball right now, it's gonna be a fun game. It's gonna be a tough game, but. As good of a team as they are, we're also equally as good of a team, if not better. So we just got to go out there and play our style of ball. And if we can do that, good things are going to happen. And hopefully come out of there with a W.
You're happy so far with how things are going?
I am. I have no complaints. We're winning. So that's always the biggest benefactor in how good your life is as an NFL rookie. And right now we're doing great. So we just got to keep it rolling. And as long as I keep doing my part and defense line keeps doing their part, hopefully keep it going.
2 weeks, you get another one of the unique things. I mean, you've already run into a couple of cool things by playing for a contender right out of the gate, but you're going to get that Thanksgiving night game and you're going to go see your old buddy Ndamukong Suh. Has there been any trash talking yet?
Not yet. There will be, I'm sure. But the thing with that is, him and I, we're not going to square off. Mano y mano, so there's not a whole lot going on. Probably won't be come that week. But, unless he starts playing special teams, if he's on a kickoff or something, then I might get a bump heads with him. But, I think it's going to be cool, going up there. Detroit's known for their Thanksgiving game, so it's going to be cool to go up there and be a part of that. And, seeing him again will be pretty cool. I haven't seen him, in person for a while. And we talk every now and then on the phone, but it'll be good to go up there and see him. I think my family's going to go up there and spend Thanksgiving with his. So, we'll see what happens. But it's going to be cool. It's going to be fun. And, Thanksgiving football doesn't really get too much better than that.
That's great stuff. And, Jared, we'll let you out of here with this. Jared Crick, Houston Texans. We know you get a pretty good paycheck when you get to this level. But what's the biggest perk about being an NFL football player so far?
I keep it pretty chill. I stay pretty low key, so I don't really go out and flaunt anything. But the coolest thing is, you play football for a living. You don't really have to worry about too much else. You just go out there, work as hard as you can, and do whatever you have to do for the team, and you get paid to do that. So You know, it's really a dream come true, and, you know, it's a lot of fun, I'll tell you that. But at the same token, it's a lot of hard work. It's a lot harder than what a lot of people would think. But like I said, at the end of the day, you know, it's not a typical 9-to-5, so I really have no complaints.
Jared Crick, former Husker, Cozad Haymaker, getting ready for this weekend's game with the Chicago Bears and the Houston Texans, and you'll hear it right here on ESPN Radio. Jared, great to catch up with you again. It's always a pleasure. Thanks for giving us the time, and keep up the great work.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
You bet, buddy. Jared Crick joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as part of our Husker lunch here at Cunningham's. Come on down and enjoy a good lunch. Maybe get a domestic beer and a burger for $6.49. Maybe you get the wing special. Maybe you want anything off the menu. I think it could be a juicy Lucy day.
It could be. You know, I have trouble getting away from their chicken wings because they're just so good. You know, I like to try different things, but boy, when you're married to something that good, you don't want to look anywhere else.
Something about that burger, it's huge.
It is. It is absolutely huge. And they take pretty good care. Wednesday there is their wing special, and they take pretty good care with the wings as well. First of all, spin the menu around, point your finger, you pick something, you'll be fine.
Yeah, you can't go wrong, folks, here at the Chicken Coop. Stop by and see us today for our Husker lunch. Steve Sipple on hand to talk a little Husker football, as this is about the time we start to fill things up here. And folks rolling in, done and tired of talking about the election, they want to get back to Husker football. And we invite you to come on in and join us for our Husker lunch here today. A couple of other things that we'll probably talk about with Sip a little bit. He put in the Journal Star yesterday that Tom Osborne has talked with folks at Arrowhead. The Southern Miss game is not going to be in Hattiesburg next year. First, we thought it was going to be at the Superdome in New Orleans. Yep. Now there's talk that it could be at Arrowhead in Kansas City. I cannot believe that the Southern Miss, maybe they're just looking for a straight sellout, because why would you move to Arrowhead if you were Southern Miss?
Money, 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 money.
Can they get off that deal, though?
Well, they would still be able to split the gate. It's a neutral field. Isn't half the money going to go to one school, half the money go to the other?
I would think more money would go to Southern Miss. It's their home game.
Well, that might be true, but if they sell it and put it in a neutral site, they might get a little bit of a stipend for doing that, one. And two, split the gate. And the more red you can put in that stadium, the more money it is for the University of Southern Mississippi.
You know, Southern Miss is 0-9 a year after going 12-2, coaching change. How is that possible?
It does talk, and I think you see this a little bit with what the Saints are going through this year. Coaching matters. It really does. It sets the tempo, the mood, and all that of your team and the work ethic. And I think coaching truly, truly matters. You can see programs that turn around pretty quickly one way or the other when you get a coaching change. That's why when some people have this knee-jerk reaction when, you know, we go for it on fourth down and we don't get it, fire Bo. Be careful what you wish for, because a change, it really, really matters, and it can echo for a very long period of time.
Well, folks, if you come into the Husker Lunch today, we've also got tickets to Friday's UNK volleyball game and Saturday's UNK football game. If you'd like some tickets, come up and see us here at the Husker Lunch at Cunningham's. Just ask. We provide. We give you the tickets for this weekend's.
We're givers. We are givers.
I try. And bad news for the Duda family.
Uh-oh.
We'll tell you about it right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, football fans. I think you'll agree that you've got to have great seats. And now it's even easier to pick the seats you want wherever you are, thanks to StubHub's new mobile seat maps. They're the only interactive seat maps that let you search for NFL tickets by section and actually see the view from your seat, all from your mobile phone. How cool is that? So whether you're searching StubHub on your computer or your phone, it's easy to find the seats you want. Yet another reason thousands of fans use StubHub for their NFL tickets every Sunday.
StubHub! Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-4646. That's 1-800-620-4646.
Thursday night, it's an AFC South matchup as the Jacksonville Jaguars host the Indianapolis Colts. Hi, this is Scott Graham of Dial Global Radio Sports. Join Ian Eagle and Trent Green from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth for all the action. Can Andrew Luck and the Colts win their fourth straight? Or will the Jaguars find a way to get a much-needed win at home against their division rival? Tune in to find out. Colts, Jags, If it's Thursday Night Football, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunshine develops across the area today as we climb up to the lower 60s for highs as winds will be turning to the southeast, staying at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then we'll see a clear sky into tonight with a low at 33. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 52.
Program going on here at Cunningham's in our Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram has all the new and pre-owned vehicles that you could ever want, and you can check them out on their lot or on the website, thinkmidway.com. A little tour of each car, show you what's under the hood, show you what's inside. It's really cool, folks. If you've never been to thinkmidway.com, you are missing out. Plus, they always have some extra specials on there, whether it's on their vehicles or their service center, or maybe just giving away some tickets to something like the Penn State game that they did this week. They have 225 pre-owned vehicles in stock, including 34 2012 and even the new 2013 Rams. Over $8,500 off on the select trims. You like to jazz that up a little bit. They're going to take care of for you. The 2013 is redesigned and they are arriving daily. So if you're in for the Ram, that's what you want to see. Maybe you go over to the Chevy Buick Cadillac dealer and check out the Chevy Silverado with over 50 of them on the lot. And they're giving you $7,000 off select trims as well. So check it out today at the Midway Auto Dealerships. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Steve Simple from the Lincoln Journal Star going to chat with us here in just a moment. But as I said, going to break. Bad news for the Duda family, Randy.
Yeah. Now, was he moving things into your house or out of your house? The moving accident, tragic moving accident, was the putting the couch in or taking the couch out of your house?
From the looks of my place, I would say it had to be going in because there's so much stuff in there right now that just have been sitting there in a spot. But, cousin Lucas, bad news. Lucas Duda, the outfielder for the New York Mets, well, he broke his right wrist moving furniture at his apartment. And the team says he had surgery this week. He's expected to be ready for spring training. That's good news because we need Lucas to sell a few more of those Duda uniforms. Even though it was the Mets he's with, we need a few more Duda uniforms. Yeah. I can tell you this. I'm pretty sure there's no bush cutter uniform.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't care what the sport is. If there's a bush cutter professional uniform out there somewhere, I'm going to buy it. And I guarantee you, by the way, instead of this little thing that you're doing with your pretend cousin here, I would be related to a bush cutter. I guarantee it.
Well, I was related to
There's only like 14 of us on the planet, so
I was related to a weed trimmer once, but I don't know that I'm related to any bush cutters.
Hey.
It's our Husker lunch here at Cunningham's Journal. Come on in, talk a little Husker football with Steve Simple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Have a little Husker talk, Michigan State, Penn State. Maybe get into where the bowl possibilities are. We're getting close to bringing in a few more recruits, some going in, some leaving. We have a new one since last week. In fact, Sean Callahan was saying, hey, I think this will be the next guy. The next day, we get the oral commitment from a JUCO, and Sip can tell us more about that. So come on in, enjoy lunch, and, of course, register for the 70-inch HD TV and for the Super Bowl party from Cunningham's and Russell's. Also, a big red wrap-up tonight. I know Sean and Sip are both on that on NET. It's usually Tuesday, but because of the election, they pushed it back to today.
And it makes sense in that. Call me a nerd. I'm sitting there with my smartphone during the games yesterday, just checking out results and stuff like that. And go ahead, call me a nerd. I can live with it. Call me a nerd, but that's one of those things I kind of like to.
Not to your face.
That's true. That's not what you do. Yeah, I just hear about it later. Yeah, that's how that works usually.
Well, let's go to the Den Popper inbox here. Bad news in the Duda household. Please tell me you're not changing to a Raiders fan. John, one of the Raiders fans that I know. Why would I do that? I'm a Cowboy fan. Pain is a pain.
I'm glad I don't root for any team to wear silver, to be honest with you, in the NFL.
Your Dolphins are doing
okay. Well, we're getting there. Tannehill was definitely an upgrade at that position, and they need one.
Let's chat with Sip here for just a couple of minutes here before we turn him over to the crowd here at Cunningham's and get his take on what East Lansing was like, what he's expecting with Penn State rolling in. It's busy, and it keeps being exciting, Sip, when we win football games. And by we, I mean the state of Nebraska wins football games. Makes it a little more fun to cover, doesn't it? Or do you like the controversy?
I don't know. It's been interesting. It's good for you guys because you get two sides squabbling, you know. People that say, why are they in that position? And people who say, well, look how they responded, you know. So it's good. But I tell you what, I think a lot of people are kind of conflicted, you know. They wonder about the team and why they dig themselves those holes. But then they feel good about the way they come back. So I think the way I look at it, they're 7-2 and 4-1. That's about as. I just look at the bottom line mostly.
I was going to kind of ask you, it's election day, where do you kind of fall on that? But I think I kind of got your answer. I'm just saying you got to pull the lever on one side or the other. I mean, and bottom line, you're right. They come through, and I think the guy that gets much of the brunt of this is probably the offensive player of the week in the Big Ten Conference, and yet people will look at the three interceptions and say that Martinez, sure, he gets us out of that ditch, but he puts us also in the ditch. Where do you kind of fall on him and his play?
Well, yeah, he's a microcosm of the problem, a big microcosm, though, because he's a quarterback. Yeah, I mean, he's so interesting because I'd say two of those picks were pretty bad. I mean, well, the first one was bad. I mean, he threw it right at the guy. I thought the deep ball was a bad throw. You know, the throw that Darquise Dennard took back, I didn't think that was a bad throw. I thought that was a great play by Dennard. He came off his guy and jumped the route in front of Cotton, a guy that, you know, should have been open, and Taylor didn't see it. So that, you know what, I kind of forgive that one. But, But he does so much good. Look at the huge runs. I mean, he runs for 205 yards against a seventh-ranked rushing defense. And then at the end, he's so calm. I mean, you can see. I hope you see it on TV. You can definitely see it when you're down there on the field. His expression doesn't change at all. He knew what he was doing. And you know, people talk about the lack of discipline on the team. Well, it takes a lot of discipline to respond like that, to be that organized when things are going on, you know, when things are moving so fast and you have to make plays. It takes a lot of organization, a lot of discipline to pull that off.
That was a rough game. Anytime, and I got the text, and I know Ricky sent me an email earlier this week that we've talked about, but I don't think I directly brought it up on the show, is he's one of those guys that wants Nebraska to win, but he would rather have them lose with dignity than win with some of the non-discipline and some of the angry stuff you see. And he gets all the way back to Bo Cam because they've always got a camera on him. But there were some rough calls both ways in that football game, Sip. How did everybody react to that after the game? Obviously, Nebraska, you can forget them a lot quicker when you win. Was Michigan State kind of bummed is not the word, but did they think they deserved to win that football game?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think their fans are pretty angry about the way, you know, they've lost those close games. The calls were an issue, and the fans there were upset with the call on Dennard, the pass interference on Kenny Bell in the end zone at the end. But now, you know what? They were more upset with the team is what I got than the call. So, I don't know. And as far as Nebraska goes, there are some people upset with calls, but not overly. I mean, I didn't get that. Bo was actually pretty good, but I think a lot of it is because they won. There were some just flat bad calls, I thought, but I've seen worse. Yeah. And I'm always of that mind that it doesn't matter. You got to just play above it, play through it. I mean, I get tired of the, and this is one thing I fault Bo for. The ref discussion and Bo likes it. He talks, I mean, you know, off the record, he's very, he likes that officials discussion, and I don't like it. I just think it's an excuse. You know, I think it's a convenient excuse for everybody to make that doesn't succeed. Point to the third party. Don't, God forbid, you hang it on yourself that you didn't win the game. Why do people always got to go to that third party? I don't get it.
Do you get the sense that they do talk to the players that maybe, all right, if this is how it's going to get called, especially on those sideline things, has there been a discussion of them defensively, we want you to be aggressive, but you have to be aware? Or do you think that that discussion is not occurring?
No, I think the discussion occurs. As far as the way they play pass defense, Bo's not going to relent on that. I mean, they're going to play it. And if they get calls against them, they're just going to have to accept that. Because he's not changing the way they're going to do it. They're going to play aggressive. They're going to play with their hands at times. They're going to be very physical at the line of scrimmage and physical, period. And that can't change in Bo's defense, and it won't change.
Steve Sipple with us here for our Husker Lunch. Come on in, folks, to Cunningham's. We're filling up here for our Husker Lunch. Sip will tell you all about the game out at Michigan State, little preview of Penn State. So, Steve, let's look at that before we let you go from the Doug and Daddy show. I've had a weird, that gut feeling that Penn State over the last 2 months has started to worry me more. Once Michigan showed that they weren't who we thought they were, Penn State started to worry me a lot more. What should worry me about Penn State?
What a typical Nebraska.
I know. The next game is the biggest.
Well, that, but, you know, we always make the opponents out to be, you know, world beaters. But, no, now listen, Penn State's rugged. Here's the way I look at it. I mean, I always try to make things simple as I possibly can because I'm not very smart. Would Nebraska go into Iowa right now and win by 24? Would Nebraska go to Purdue and win by 25? Penn State did that. I'm not sure Nebraska would do that. If you said, hey, will you give me 24 at Iowa? I'd say no. what about 25 at Purdue? No chance. So this team went to Penn State, went to both those places and won big. They went to Illinois and won big. They're very organized on offense. Obviously, Bill O'Brien's an offensive coach. They keep it very simple, but what they do well, according to John Papuchis. And if you watch them, you see that. And obviously, Matt McGloin has been very efficient and accurate. Only 3 picks all year. And here, you know the stat. I mean, the biggest stat in this game is Nebraska's -9 in turnovers on the year, and Penn State is +9. So I expect another tough game. I don't know. I mean, I'll probably say today that the game probably will go down to the final few possessions again. But I think Nebraska could win this 7 to 10 points. They should. They should win it 7 to 10 points.
What is you think their strength? Is it more offensively? Penn State, offensively or defensively? Because I'll be honest with you, I'm somewhat nervous. I'm not completely sold on Nebraska's defense being the caliber that Nebraska fans have been used to over the last several years. I think their offense, barring the turnovers, is actually pretty solid.
It's hard to say what's stronger. I mean, they throw the ball well, Penn State does. They don't run it very well. And they don't. And if you watch them, they don't have great skill position players in the backfield. They have a good receiver now, Robinson. So what I guess I'd say is their defense is better. They have 3 very good linebackers. They're only giving up 17 points a game. They're tough. They're just what you'd expect from Penn State. Rugged. I mean, they're a tough defense. And I remember last year, those Nebraska coaches saying, "Man, I mean, their defense has talent. I mean, that's they're talented. It's not just a overachieving group. They're just loaded. They got big, strong players." And so I think that Nebraska's offense once again will have to play pretty well to get, you know, they always put up points. I think they can get to 31, and if they get to 31, they should win about 31-24, I would think.
Well, first in the conference in turnover margin, as Sip said, they're second in sacks, and they're right there third in scoring defense. So should be an interesting game. Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal Star, as always, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll get ready for the Husker Lunch here at Cunningham's.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sip.
Steve Sipple, we're going to wrap up our program here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I think we've made it through everything. So, Jeffrey, let's wrap it up for this football Husker Lunch Wednesday. Again, in case you just joined us, the kickoff times for state football on Monday in Class D. Arapahoe is at Elgin at 3. Bruning, Davenport, Shickley will host Exeter Milligan at 6:30. Giltner will be at Shelton at 7 o'clock. Then on Tuesday, Class C, Adams Central travels to Albion to play Boone Central at 7, and Donovan Trumbull will be at Sutton at 6:30. Randy Bushcutter, we got state volleyball tomorrow. We've got shows Thursday and Friday as well, so looking forward to it. Luke Hoover of RotoWire, the USHL commissioner, Skip Prince will be in studio tomorrow as well.
I get to talk hockey. I always like when I get to talk hockey, especially since the NHL seems to be taking the year off.
Hey, we want to thank Steve Sippel from the Lincoln Journal Star, Jared Crick of the Houston Texans and former Husker, and UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Until tomorrow, for Randy Bushcutter, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for joining us. If you get a chance, swing by in the next hour. We're here at Cunningham's for our weekly Husker Lunch.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.